News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You might remember a couple of weeks ago we spoke to the Fianna Fáil Centre, Mary Fitzpatrick, about her party's survey on antisocial behaviour and crime in Dublin. Well, last night, Mary met with the Assistant Garda Commissioner, Angela Willis, on these findings and policing priorities. She joins us now. Mary, thanks indeed for coming in. Just remind us about the survey, just very briefly, and what you found.
Yeah, thanks, Shane, and thanks for covering this really important subject. We undertook a survey, myself and the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party members based in Dublin, so all the way from Dunleary out to Donabate.
It's a pretty big survey, 1,500 people.
1,500 respondents. Yeah. And I suppose we undertook it to try and quantify what we were hearing and experiencing anecdotally. And it did just that. It said that 80% of those who responded witnessed drinking alcohol in public spaces, 73% had witnessed drug use, and 70% drug dealing. They identified where they had witnessed this activity, and 65% identified the city centre. 57, almost 60%, you're talking about public transport, witnessed this type of antisocial behaviour on public transport. It's really discouraging.
If anything, I'm surprised the figures aren't higher. I see drug dealing on almost a daily basis when I walk home.
Yeah, and a lot of them, 90%, felt that it had really got worse in the last 10 years or so.
You met with the Assistant Garda Commissioner, Angela Willis. You've put forward a number of suggestions. How did the meeting go?
The meeting went, it was a very constructive meeting, very positive. I want to thank the Assistant Commissioner for giving us her time. We have met with her previously and we have very good relationships, obviously, with the Gardaí in each of our own constituencies and districts. And we want to commend the Gardaí for the work they do. But I suppose what we're demanding on behalf of the people we represent and on behalf of people living and working and visiting the city is a greater Garda presence. And that might sound bleedingly obvious, but it is actually what people are asking for, Shane. They just want to see their Gardaí allocated on a community basis. They want to see them.
And what did Angela say in response to that?
So Angela understood and bought into it. I suppose she did reference quite significant Garda activity. She was able to reference that there was over 63,000 prosecutions in the first 6 months of this year in Dublin. She said that of that, there was 15,000 individuals. So she also cited the very significant success that they've had in terms of drug seizures, over 35 million already this year seized in drugs. She did acknowledge that sustaining that kind of dedicated small area policing that we're asking for in our communities, in our public spaces, on our public transport as well, which would be an additional, I suppose, from their current practices. They have challenges. We're in full employment. Recruitment is challenging. We were very pleased to secure an adjustment in how the Gardaí are being recruited, an increase in the Garda age for recruitment. But with that, there's a challenge she pointed, and it's kind of a very obvious one. But if you're recruiting somebody at 45 years of age, as somebody who's got a career and a track record behind them, they have an earning potential. They've already achieved that earning and that standard of living. So she pointed out some real practical things that we'll take back now to the Minister for Justice. We did also discuss, I suppose, the review of how Garda estate management and adequate policing and adequate Garda resources. So in newer communities out Dunleary Way, out Cherrymount, out City West. So we discussed that as well. It was a very constructive meeting, but I suppose it comes down to the Garda needs to be resourced to adequately police our communities right across the capital. We want to ensure that our public spaces are safe and that people feel safe living and working here.
Stay with us, Mary. I want to bring in Tony Gallagher, former Garda Inspector, now Risk Security and Event Manager with the Astri Risk Group. Tony, is it about resourcing at a Garda, do you think, or does it go beyond that, or is that the key issue?
Well, it is, and it does go beyond that. But interestingly enough, that survey there, the Dublin City Council CEO rejected the findings of the survey, and he actually said it was a perception problem. Notwithstanding, the survey outlines 70% of the people surveyed witnessed open drug dealing, as I witnessed three incidents of open drug dealing on the way to your studios last week to talk about it. So I can make 4 points here that will address the perception of public safety. And the first one is the Section 3 of the Public Order Act 2011, begging outside a business premises. There's a power of arrest for that. Enforce it. Open drug dealing in the streets. Enforce it. Shoplifters under two categories. 20 prolific shoplifter offenders, identify them. Juvenile offenders, there's about 20 of them, identify the gangs. There was a very successful operation done there in Ballymun Gardaí where they identified the offenders and it has stopped it. The bail laws, I appeared before the Justice Committee on front of your colleague there, Mary, James Lawless. I made a contribution on the bail laws. And would you believe it? There's no power of arrest for a breach of a bail offence. And that's shocking.
Yeah,
you have to go to a court to obtain a warrant.
Okay, really interesting suggestions, Tony. Like, why aren't the guards doing those things?
Well, I don't know. And that's the question to ask. Well, they're not on the streets in the first place, unfortunately, because they've been brought in from the hinterland, from places as far away as Mayo and Westmead and Mead. You see the different shoulder numbers. But that's fine for a presence on the street. But that's not the huge buy-in with the stakeholders.
Yeah.
The employees in retail are absolutely frightened on a daily basis.
Well, you know what,
with prolific shoplifting.
It's a small thing, but what really strikes anyone when they walk around Dublin is the smell of weed. And we can get. I'm not being moralistic about it, but to me that suggests a city where people aren't worried about enforcement of the law.
Correct. And look, they walk by people who are begging in doorways. And these beggars, and while I feel kind of benevolent to them in some kind of ways, but they turn on the shoplifters and then actually loot their stores. So they're intimidating and there's an undertone to begging. So it, like just in New York, it has to start with begging. It then moves on to the drug dealing or in tandem with it, and then the shoplifters, as I've said, okay, under those two categories.
All right, Tony Gallagher, former inspector and now risk security and event manager with Ashtree Risk Group. Thanks indeed for talking to us. Mary, what did you make of what Tony had to say?
Yeah, Tony's got a lot of experience, particularly in the inner city. He was there in DMR North for a long time and provided great service. I want to thank him for that. I would concur with much of what he says. I do think it comes back to the Gardaí being adequately resourced to adequately police
okay.
and
now,
have that
you
presence.
Guys are government, why aren't you adequately resourcing them?
Well, I think we can point to very significant increased recruitment. We reopened Templemore, the recruitment is coming, and as the new recruits come out, and actually Assistant Commissioner Willis mentioned this yesterday, how the new recruits coming in are being deployed in the capital. We need to continue to build on that, though. We need, I suppose, in the next budget to see an increased allocation of support for the Gardaí so that we can continue to have a robust and adequate Garda presence.
Okay. Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, thank you indeed for coming in to us this morning. Let us know what you make of it all. What do you think is the issue? Is it about better policing and more resources for the Gardaí?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.